The GI Journal goes to press.
GI Journal. It's the GI Journal.
Yes, sir, it's the G.I. Journal again, your radio newspaper of the AEF, the paper that prints the best jokes and poems sent in by you men overseas.
Okay.
Well, we're back in the city room of the good old G.I. Journal once again, men. And as your editor-in-chief for this edition, we proudly present the man who Bob Hope claims is Frank Sinatra's father. Bing Crosby.
Hiya, men.
I must take a moment right at the outset here to deny definitely that Frank Sinatra is my son. My kids were brought by the stork, not tied to the leg of a carrier pigeon. But really, it's strictly a ball being back in the editor's chair of the old G.I.J. again, fellas, and as I swivel around, I see our staff for this edition, Ransom Sherman, poetry editor and society columnist, Mel Blanc, the sad sack, and we have the Van Nuys Nightingale, Andy Devine, 38 years old and still hoping that his voice will change. And as our special guest, lovely Linda Darnell, the girl the men in the Signal Corps have just voted the girl that they would most like to flag down. However, before we powder the pavement and assassinate the asphalt with this edition, here's John Scott Trotter, his orchestra, the maids, and the baritone who shall, for purposes of security, be nameless, singing a song called Snoqualmie Joe.
Snoqualmie Joe, Joe, the chief from the big snow. Loved a maiden named Moonglow, and what do you know? He said, honey, I'll catch you, take you down to Wenatchee, with a bundle of scratches, buy you a wedding bow. He promised jiving like to pitch a wigwam there. She dug, but she preferred a square from Delaware. So now there's no moon glow in the land of the big snow. Just a guy that's gone loco. Who's Snoqualmie Joe. Snoqualmie
Joe, Joe,
Snoqualmie Joe,
a chief from the big snow,
doo-doo-doo, loved the maiden named Moonglow, and what do you know?
He said, honey, I'll catch ye,
he said he gonna catch ye,
take you down to Wenatchee,
doo-doo-doo, with a bundle of scratchy, buy you a wedding bow.
He promised jiving like to pitch a wigwam there.
A woman wigwam.
She dug, but she preferred some square from Delaware. So now there's no moon glow in the land of the big snow. Just a guy that's gone loco. Poor Snoqualmie Joe.
Snoqualmie Joe, Joe.
A chief from the big snow.
A chief from the big snow.
Loved a maiden named Moonglow.
A chick from the big snow.
Now the guy has gone loco.
The moon and the glow.
Got Snoqualmie Joe.
Morning, Chiefy.
Well, if it isn't Ransom Sherman.
Well, if it isn't, what am I doing in his underwear?
In the meanwhile, let's have some choice tidbits from today's society column, Rance. What's new among the elite?
Well, Chiefy, all society is agog over the recent marriage of the lovely Brenda Circle of the Columbus Circle.
Who's she marrying?
This is Brenda's fifth husband, and the entire social world is in a dither.
In a dither? Why?
Never divorced the first four.
She's in a dither because she took her druthers, huh? Well, it's careless of her, don't you think?
Yes.
Pick up that souffle and...
The wedding was indeed a gala affair.
Must have been.
The bride wore a stunning organdy creation with a beautiful lace veil and carried a gorgeous bouquet of hot rivets.
A bouquet of hot rivets?
She was due back at Lockheed in 20 minutes.
Yes, you mean?
The groom, who is a well-known plumbing supply tycoon, invited all of his friends, These gentlemen lined up on both sides of the aisle, and it was a most impressive sight as the happy couple walked under their crossed plungers.
Oh. They'll probably settle down on a tiled floor and raise a lot of little drips, huh?
The bride's gift from her father was the famous Van Burp diamond, and which has been in the family ever since last year when old man swiped it from Tiffany's window.
Oh, that's a wonderful gift, isn't it, Ransom?
Oh, but the Van Burp diamond has a terrible curse upon it.
Oh, no.
Yes, legend has it that any man who touches this ill-starred stone will never rise above PFC.
Gad, what a curse.
It is. It's even worse for women because on the very day following the wedding, the bride died.
The bride died?
She's a blonde now.
Ranch, what a story. That's a great story. We've got to make an adjustment on your salary, Ranch, really. What did I pay you last week?
$3.
Well, this week...
Yeah?
Return it.
Many thanks, Mr. Benny.
Good day.
Well, news is sure scarce around this office. I wish somebody would drop in with a small item.
Hiya, Bing!
Oh, how do you like that, Andy Devine? I ask for a small item and I get a big spread. What brings you down to the old journal, Andy?
Well, Bing, you know I'm Mayor of Van Nuys, and I need a secretary, so I dropped in to put an ad in your paper.
Okay, Andy, I suppose you want a good-looking secretary?
No. This is strictly business, Bing. After all, I ain't got no lap. Are you kidding?
You're sitting on it. Well, let's have your ad, Andy. Let's have your ad, Andy, and I'll run it in the paper.
Okay, Bing. I know how tough the help problem is, so I made up my mind I wouldn't be too particular. Just put this in.
Okay.
Wanted for job as secretary, anybody. No others need apply.
We'll certainly kick up plenty of action.
Well, I sure hope so. I got no time to do my own secretarial work. I'm busy, like today. We're working on a big street paving job and our steamroller breaks down.
Oh, but you're the mayor. Why should a broken steamroller concern you?
Why should it concern me? I'm the steamroller.
That makes a nice tie-up. With that gravel in your throat, you can pave the street while you're rolling.
Well, that ain't all I'm doing. Being our traffic cop is sick, and I'm taking his place. I have to stand on top of a telegraph pole all day in direct traffic.
On top of a telegraph pole?
Sure, I gotta be where the women drive, don't I?
Well, it's nice to know that you enforce law and order in your city.
Oh, sure. Why, only last week we arrested 3 staring Toms.
Staring Toms? You mean peeping Toms.
Oh, no. In Van Nuys, we take a good look.
I thought I saw Hope looking at property out there.
Hey, but I'm getting pretty tired of all this mayor business. You know what I'd like to do, Bing? I'd really like to be a singer.
A singer?
Yeah. I want to get out of this public life.
You sing, that'll do it.
Just a minute, Bing. I'll have you know that I've been a singer ever since I was little.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe I was ever a singer?
I don't believe you were ever little.
Oh. Why, when I was a boy, I used to sing in the choir back in the small town that I come from.
That's what kept it small town.
Honest, Bing, I did. I sang in the choir.
You did? What were you, soprano, alto, or tenor?
Well, I don't know. They used to squeeze a bullfrog to give me the pitch. Water's good.
Look, Grav, I want to give you a little tip. Want a little tip?
Oh, well, nothing doing. The last tip you gave me came in 7. I'll prove to you that I'm a singer.
How?
I'll sing.
Aye. He has to pick that way.
Now, you just listen to this.
Here we go. Oh, this will empty the joint.
How's it go?
Get the net ready.
Love you. I'm the April breeze.
That's a nice April breeze. I think the monsoon is hit here. Not...
I love you. Echoes the hills.
You ought to know, speaking as one of the hills.
I love you, the golden dawn agrees. As once more sees the daffodils, it's spring again.
Oh, no. That's the rustiest spring I ever heard. If you'll pardon me, Andy, really, it's request time. The program notes call for I'll Get By. And this is for Corporal Emmett G. Wheeler at APO 7.
I'll get by as long as I have you. Though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not not complain. I'll see it through. Poverty may come to me, that's true. But what care I, say I'll get by, as long as I have you. To me, that's true. But what care I, say I'll get by, as long as I have you.
Well, Linda, Linda Darnell. My, you look lovely tonight, Linda.
Gee, thank you a lot, Bing. You know, you look lovely, too.
You think so?
Say, where did you get that ravishing sweater?
Nice, isn't it? Unusual,
yes.
Too. You know, this was knitted for me by a nervous whack in a runaway Jeep. Just a few stitches. Tell me, Linda, why the furrowed brow this evening? Why are you wearing?
Well, I need some advice, Bing, on a very, very personal matter.
Oh, you couldn't have come at a better time, Linda. Papa just finished telling me about the bees and the flower.
Well, you see, I'm really not kidding, Bing. I am worried. I just found out that my next leading man is going to be Bob Hope.
Oh, you're a game gal if you go through that.
Look, Bing, you know him pretty well. Tell me, is it as hard for a girl to handle Bob Hope as everybody says?
Oh, not so much anymore. He's getting a little age on him, that boy.
Oh, good.
You ought to be able to outrun him pretty easily. You know, you know what they call him around Paramount now?
No, what?
He's called the C. Aubrey Smith of the Wolf Pack.
Fine. Well, I hadn't heard about that one, but, you know, I saw him on Vine Street a few weeks ago, and the way he spoke to me, he sounded full of pep.
What did he say?
Oh, just his usual conversation.
Think nothing of it, Linda. Believe me, the man is a hollow shell, a mere shadow of his former self. You know how many road pictures I've made with that boy?
Yeah.
Well, you should have seen him when we were making our last road picture.
Well, was he really broken down, huh?
Well, I wouldn't say he was dragging, but it's the cleanest road that you've ever seen. Tell the truth, though, Linda.
Yeah,
if I were faced with your problem, I'd take a little vacation from movies.
You
Why don't you get yourself a job as a secretary or something?
A secretary, huh?
Yes.
But where would I find
that?
Well,
it just happens. I don't want you to blab this around, but the mayor of Van Nuys is looking high and low for a desk greyhound right now.
Oh, you don't mean Andy Devine.
I don't mean Freddie Bartholomew. Think of the thrilling sensation it would be listening to Andy give dictation all day.
That'll be great. His voice sounds like a half-track trying to crawl out of a marble quarry, for heaven's sake. But maybe we'll see him at that, huh?
Well, he's right through that door.
Well, okay. Gee, thanks a lot, Bing. I'll see you later. Hello, Andy.
Well, hiya, Linda Gale.
Say, Andy, darling, what's this I hear about you needing a secretary?
Well, it's a long, long story, Linda. First, I decided to do my own secretarial work, and then I changed my mind and told Bing I didn't want a secretary. But now I decided to become a singer, so I changed my mind, and I don't want a secretary.
Oh, dear, and I was all ready to take the job.
Yipe! There goes my mind again.
Hey, but did I hear you say you decided to become a singer?
Well, now, why does everybody act like I said I was going to become a murderer?
Well, what else can you do to a song?
Linda, why can't I become a singer? There's nothing in this world that's impossible. There's nothing in this world that a man can't do.
Have you discussed the daughter situation with Crosby?
That Crosby. I'm sorry I told him about my plans to become a singer. He's jealous. Well, with Frank Sinatra and me, we'll run him right out of business.
You know, Andy, dear, if you weren't half a man, you wouldn't say that.
If I was half a man, I'd be Frank Sinatra. But believe it or not, Linda, Crosby's jealous.
Oh, don't be foolish, Andy.
I'm telling you, he is. He's jealous of Frank Sinatra, and he's jealous of me.
Oh, what a pair to be jealous of, the voice and the stomach.
Now, look, Linda, let's face it. I sing better than Crosby, and you know it. Tell the truth. If you had your choice between my voice and Bing's, which would you take?
Well, you see, now that would depend.
Depend on what?
On whether I wanted to awaken some romance or sell some fish.
Oh, fine. Well, there's only one way to settle this. Hey, Bing, come on in here.
You rang, sir?
Yeah, well, Linda here doesn't think I can sing as well as you can.
Oh, clearly a straitjacket case. What can we do about it?
Prove to her that I can. We'll each sing and let her decide.
Well, all right, you start off, Bing, huh?
Okay. Amor, amor, amor. This word so sweet that I repeat means I adore you. Take it, Andrew.
Amor! 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 Well, 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 get, don't stand there and stare. Let me get those hogs out of here.
Back to the public life for you, Andy. And while we wait for an answer to your ad for a secretary, let's turn to our vocal pinup of the week. It's Helen Forrest with a song especially for the pill rowers of Barracks 41 at APO 121, The Man I Love.
Someday you'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. Look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while he'll take my hand, and though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. I never wrote word for you, and so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Maybe I shall meet him one day, maybe Monday. My good news. little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. What would you? And so all else
hi, Bing. Hey, you look wonderful. Marvelous. You're really in the paint. I've never seen you look what's the matter? You been in an accident?
No, I've been at home playing with the kids. How are things with you, Sad Sack?
Oh, wonderful. Great. I'm right in the crest of a give me some bread. I'm starved.
What happened to all your money?
Well, the high cost of women, of course.
Oh, that's bad. Women can get you in trouble.
I know, but such lovely trouble.
Where'd you meet this gal of yours?
Me in the park. We were out in the lake together in the moonlight. Gee, it was a that's all I did for 2 hours was row.
Well, I can understand your problem. I was a young fellow once myself.
Sure?
And if I may say so, a pretty handsome one?
Well, in those days, everybody looked nice in their powdered wigs.
By that crack, young man, if you really need money, I think I can help you.
Gee, really?
Yep.
Well, this is swell. I'll do anything at
all. All you have to do is take a job.
Except that.
You might be right. It's a tough job, and it calls for a guy with stamina.
What was that?
A guy with stamina.
Well, that's me, all right. When I'm not a stutterer, I'm a stamina.
Well, if you want to see the man about the job, he's right in the next room.
Oh, okay, I'll go in and we'll look each other over.
Well, hello, son. What can I do for you?
Gee, he talks funny.
Did you want something, son?
Yeah, I came in about the position. Could I have a week's salary in advance?
Oh, I see. You want to be my secretary.
Is that what the job is?
Sure. Well, what's the matter?
You think it'll be fun?
Never mind that. Now, what are your qualifications for a secretary?
Well, I'm a university. I'm a scholar of the first of the university. Well, I'm a human being.
Well, I doubt it, but I'm sorry, son, but I can't give you the job. I thought about it for a minute, but I decided to turn you down. Well, what's so funny?
That's the longest I ever held a job.
Goodbye.
Well, how'd you make out, Sack?
No, sir. Nothing to do.
I think I know what your trouble is. You make a very bad impression because you talk funny.
Who am I?
You're not glib enough, Sack. Let me handle this for you, kid. I can get the job for you in a minute. I know just what to say.
Well, okay. Mr. Devine, Mr. Crosby has something to say to you.
Yes, I think this boy would make a whistle fall down. Sick at the office more.
No, I jumped to myself.
Say,
Look, here's a letter from a Coast Guard crew stationed in Townsville, Australia. And they say that they miss those good old barbershop song fests. So, how's about it?
Well, look here. We ain't going to miss it for long. Linda, Andy, and Mel, come on up here. Ransom, we'll make that Fred Waring chorus sound like the King Cole Trio here. What's the tune those men want turned in for salvage, huh?
In my merry Oldsmobile.
Well, everybody take dead aim. Here we go. Ready?
Come away with me, Lucille, in my merry Oldsmobile. Down the road of life we'll fly, automobiling you and I. To the church we'll swiftly steal, then our wedding bells will peal. You can go as far as you like with me in my merry Oldsmobile.
Look, this can't be any worse than it just was. Now, come on, everybody in the joint here, really latch on and let's hear you really sing. You ready? Give them a chord, Steve.
Come away with me, Lucille, in my merry Oldsmobile.
Another letter here. It's a letter from a sergeant over in England, and he says, we hear a lot of talk about the infantry. Well, how about the infantry's right-hand man, the Corps of Engineers? Now, if an army is supposed to travel on its stomach, it also travels on the backs of its engineers. This is one of the outfits that has to repair damaged bridges and roads, remove booby traps and mines, and 1,000 other things a day, usually where the enemy fire is heaviest. These jobs are all tough, all dangerous. But if they're not done, then a lot of soldiers get killed. If you want to find out how our engineers are coming through on these assignments, just ask any infantryman. He knows how much he and his unit owe these combat engineers.
That's certainly a point well taken, Sarge. I think you'll find that everybody agrees with you. You other men listening in, if you have any ideas on your outfits, let us have them. Just address all your thoughts to GI Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Well, I see that at CQ with the nightlight heading this way, so we better let down the tent flap and hit the sack. I'll be back swiveling around the editor's chair ere long. In the interim, this is Bing Crosby saying so long. Don't forget now, if you want to ride for such stars as Bing, Jack Carson, Bob Hope, Kay Kaiser, Andy Devine, or Linda Darnell, all you have to do is send in any little gag that you think will fit them, and believe me, we'll use it. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.